Proclamation number 3186 of 10th of July, 1944. Last means. Earth walk again. God, in his love and patience, has granted the spiritual substance an extremely long time for redemption, which would have been fully sufficient for the spiritual substance's final return to him if the human being had made use of it in the last stages as his duty. The fact that he now fails, that he does not take his spiritual higher development seriously and only lives for earthly life, is his completely free will, and therefore the human being must also accept the consequences. He cannot throw off the fetters of matter but has to remain in it again for an infinitely long time because he himself desired it on earth. This is an unspeakably agonizing period of time for the spiritual, which was able to move in complete freedom in the beginning and already it to cover this agonizing course of development once in order to begin it again. It is such an agonizing state that God still gives it every opportunity to free itself before the end, before the expiry of this redemption epoch. And he uses the most effective means. He forcibly detaches people from matter in order to make it easy for them to overcome. He takes away their possessions and places them into the world completely carefree, so that it would now be easy for the human being to turn away from matter and only strive for spiritual good. But in the last days man is so rooted in matter that he strives even more eagerly to gain possession of earthly goods again, and that he craves and strives for them more than before. And thus he will be granted what he desires. He himself is incarnated into matter, and his freedom of will is taken from him again for an endless time. But the human being does not listen to any such idea, and therefore no help can be given to him because he cannot believe and does not want to believe. Recollection cannot be given to him since the development upwards would then take place under a certain compulsion if he knew about the agonies of his past earthly life and this would cause him to completely change his thoughts and actions. However, unconditional freedom of will must bring about this change, otherwise it would be worthless before God. And therefore God still uses all means. He allows the end time to be painful for every human being in order to kill his desire for the material world, in order to direct his gaze into the spiritual kingdom, away from matter and towards God. And therefore he also allows the appalling misery caused by human will, because this can contribute towards stifling earthly desire and achieving the highest spiritual success in the desire for God. And therefore hardship and affliction will increase the more it approaches the end. People will be deprived of what seems desirable to them. They will have to give everything in order to be able to receive spiritual good, if it is imparted to them by God's messengers on his behalf. Yet free will never be touched, and therefore the harvest will not be great. Yet God's love will use every means to help the unredeemed spirits before the last hour has come in order to protect them from a repeated embodiment on earth, which is exceedingly painful. Amen.